Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All your football, 8 minutes, neatly packaged. Hopefully me trolling David about Aaron Rodgers. It's football today. Or not. Oh, this is exciting. We're continuing this madness. Up next, David ruins the sport for a second day in a row. Go ahead.
No, I do not ruin the sport for the second day in a row. So, we've done the best players in college football for the last 25 years, but this list is just
the worst?
A little bit different. Not the worst.
Oh.
It is the most dynamic.
I was going to say, it's MSU's pass rusher room.
No, most dynamic players of the past 25 years? Yeah.
All right, number one.
So not the best, but the most dynamic.
Most explosive. Dynamic.
So Michael Vick, Reggie Bush, lock it up. I mean, that should be one, too.
Reggie Bush is number one, and Michael Vick not in the top 10.
That's ridiculous. Cue up the highlight, VTech at Boston College. I'm sorry, the list is wrong, but go ahead.
25 years, okay.
Cedric Irvin.
Vince Young.
Yes.
Vince Young is on this list.
Nice work.
He is number 5.
Excellent. All right, go do your thing now. No more guessing.
All right.
No Steve Slayton.
Put it, go ahead. Rico's on a roll. He's doubling down.
No.
Steve Slayton.
I'll give you a 2-for-1 BOGO. Slayton or Pat White.
Pat White is number 12.
Steve Rico, Slayton. He's doubling down again. He's hot tonight. Go ahead, another one. Another one.
Matt Leinart.
Matt Leinart, no.
Explosive?
And Mike Vick isn't on here because they are starting with, if you started your career in 2000.
Okay.
He started before that. So that's why he is not on the list.
Oh.
Number 25.
What about DeAndre Cobb? Okay.
No.
Start reading.
Number 25, DeAnthony Thomas.
Yes.
Wide receiver, Oregon.
Never understood why it didn't work out for him. Because he was a human stick of dynamite in college. Yeah. Same thing with LaMichael James, didn't work out in the pros.
Yeah.
Another guy that was massively explosive at the collegiate level.
Yeah, the Oregon skill players just never make it.
Number 24, Ted Ginn Jr.
Oh, Teddy Ginn. Just so...
So he takes the opening kickoff back. His teammates jump on top of him to celebrate, and he's dead.
But he had those long strides, man. It felt like he covered 20 yards in 2 steps.
Right, but I just always laugh like Ohio State, like, yeah, we're going to win this. And we killed our best player.
And dead.
Yeah, his freshman year, he had a 25.6-yard return.
Wow.
And 4 scores freshman year.
Wow.
Number 23, Dalvin Cook, running back, Florida State.
Yep. I remember the first time I ever watched Dalvin Cook. One of the guys that just jumped off the screen. They would throw those little short tosses, and the minute he cut it upfield, it looked like he was in hyperspeed. It's very rare a player just jumps off the screen. You went, Okay, that's different.
Number 22, Denard Robinson, quarterback, Michigan.
Okay, here's
4,500 yards over.
But here's my issue. This is not hate. It's fact. Hold on. He put up all his numbers against homeless teams. He didn't do bupkis against good teams.
Notre Dame is what his claim to fame.
Yards are yards, man.
No, they're not. Not when it's against Eastern Michigan, and I got to watch 17 presentations how he doesn't tie his shoes. It's fine, David, but let's be fair. None of those highlights came in big games. Oh, you got quiet now. I'm sorry. Do my facts offend you?
No, at number 21, I was just trying to look and see if he's the only defensive player on here, and he's not. He's the first defensive player. Number 21, Jadeveon Clowney, South Carolina.
I'll stay out of this. I'm biased. I hate him. Go ahead, Rico.
Really? Even in college?
So yeah, he was so overrated. But look what he did to the Michigan running back.
He killed him. I mean, we always say, dead. Mike, I literally thought I was watching a snuff film. I saw a helmet rolling. I saw the hair. I was like, he just took his head off.
Wow.
At number 20, Percy Harvin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Another one of those guys, just different when you watched him play.
19, 18, and 17. You got 19, RG3, 18, Darren Sproles, 17, Christian McCaffrey.
Okay. I mean, the two are obvious, but Darren Sproles is one of my favorite players of all time. He's 4 feet tall. He's got legs like Earl Campbell. And he was so fun to watch play. You couldn't tackle him at K-State.
I was about to say, I don't know if I would put him in there. RG3.
He surpassed 1,900 yards as a junior, Darren Sproles.
You need to refresh 12. The highlight. I know, but it's K-State now. That's the offset. It's not like you got 5 stars around you. That's
okay. Very true.
What about Michael Bishop?
Number 16, Michael Crabtree.
Texas I thought he was about Tech. To say. Yeah.
08, night game against Texas, the toe tap.
Yes. That was amazing.
Down still one of my favorite games ever, man.
Number 15, Saquon Barkley.
I feel like for all of his greatness, he was still wasted at Penn State.
Yes, he was
wasted. I was
about
to say, are you going to say he can't be on the list because he didn't beat MSU that year?
No, it's because
I think that was the longest game in college football history. Started at noon, finished at like 8 p.m. because of lightning.
I just feel like Penn State wasted him. I mean, if he had gone to a place like Oklahoma, I feel like he would have been twice as good.
They did. No, you're absolutely right. Like USC, someplace that really knew how to feature a running back. They just, I agree.
At number 14 and 13, 14, Devin Hester, 13, Kyler Murray.
I'll stay out of this.
I like Devin Hester. He was just that difference maker, especially on special teams.
One of the great return men in history.
You're better off just turning and kicking right out of bounds and just take the penalty.
I love Kyler Murray, so I'm not allowed to comment.
You could like Kyler Murray.
He was really, really fun in college. And he could – look, the speed translated more. He still looked like he was wearing his daddy's football helmet to work. But the speed translates more because the DNs in college, they're not as fast as you. In the NFL, they are.
Yeah.
You got 12, Pat White. At 11, just outside of the top 10, the only other defensive player on the list, the Honey Badger, LSU.
100%. Yes.
He did everything.
Everything. Blitzed, interceptions, returns, wore the fame number 7 at LSU. Explosive. He's as close to Troy Polamalu as you'd ever see. He just would do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted.
Yeah.
And as Rico once said, the man kills people. He was awesome.
He was.
So let's get to the top 10. Number 10, Tavon Austin. Yep.
Okay. Hold on. For the young people, it is the single, and I mean this, the single greatest highlight reel in the history of YouTube. Kenny, have you ever watched the Tavon Austin YouTube highlight reel? I argue it is the greatest highlight reel any sport ever in the history of YouTube.
Yeah, I believe you made me watch it months and months and months and months ago.
He was a human joystick. Yeah. Those West Virginia teams were so fun, and never forget, old Rich Rod had them 1 quarter away from playing for a national title. And I think they lost. It was either Rutgers on a Thursday night or Pitt. I forget which.
I know what you're talking about, but yes.
They were number two in the country.
I think, I want to say it was Pitt.
The backyard brawl? Oh, yeah, the, another rivalry you've killed. Yes, David.
Number nine, Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama.
Eh.
Okay.
I would almost view J-Mo as being more explosive than Devontae Smith at Bama.
I think, I wonder if he just got took advantage of the fact that it all happened during COVID and he was the best player.
Possibly. Number eight, Darren McFadden.
Yes. The godfather of the Wildcat offense at Arkansas. Run DMC was amazing. Another good highlight reel. It's not Tavon Austin, but McFadden was electric. Who was the kid with him? It was something the third. Who was the, oh my God, he played in the NFL too. Who was the his Robin to his Batman?
Oh, now I got to look this up.
Not Faison. What was his name? But Arkansas had it cooking.
Felix Jones?
Thank you. Why did I say Faison? Felix Jones the third.
He's a cowboy too.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
But that backfield, and they would put him in the Wildcat, and you just, teams couldn't do anything with it.
At number seven and six, number seven, Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
Number six, Travis Hunter.
I'm fine with it. There's no slander. Travis Hunter's just built different.
Yeah. And Adrian Peterson was
cheat code. Just an absolute cheat code.
Yeah, you weren't going to stop him unless you were Boise State.
So the top five, no question. You already guessed Vince Young at five. Lamar Jackson at four.
Yes.
Nope, no issue.
What?
The spin, no issue. The spin move against Miami alone gets him qualified.
Yes.
And I remember his first game. I think they were playing Texas A&M in one of those like kickoff classics, and they pulled the starter, and they're like, well, here's the ballyhooed freshman. And, I mean, he got assassinated, but he was fast. And you're like, wow, if they could ever protect this kid, it might be okay. I never imagined a million years that skinny kid who almost died on the field would turn into that. That spin move. Legendary stuff. And he had a wonderful game at Syracuse. It was like a Thursday or Friday night, and he did one of those leaps to the pylon. Yeah. Rico, he was 38 feet in the air. He was like one of the dudes washing the windows on the skyscrapers.
It was
Chicago.
Like Louisville and Rutgers were always on Thursday night.
Yes.
One of those two teams.
Yeah, before he killed the sport. It was great.
ACC, it's still alive.
It was ACC play. That's what it
we're
was.
We're still alive. It's still there. They're going to kick off.
At number,
and you'll watch it.
Number
and you'll tell
three.
People what to bet.
You got Johnny Manziel at number three, and at number two, Cam Newton.
The Newton thing was just power. He was built like a transformer. But yes, any play, he could drag five defenders. Remember, that Auburn team was Cam Newton and poop. Mm-hmm. And he got him to a national title.
Because it was very similar to Michael Vick in Virginia Tech, except for he could take the hit. Well, Vic couldn't.
You never got to hit Vic.
Right, but he had nobody to throw the ball to either.
Virginia Tech spin move on a long run.
So Vic had to be everything, but Cam Newton was just like, yeah, I'm just keep going down the field till we score.
That was the train.
There were a couple slow white linebackers who are probably like accountants currently that have never recovered from Boston College. That came against Vic. Those poor kids. Their legs were going three different ways. That is still one of the greatest runs in history.
It was.
They're telling their grandkids, yeah, I played against him. Don't look it up, though. Yeah. Don't look it up.
Roger, tackle him. I can't.
Even though it's Kyle, I still say it was the Green Bay game. Vic's.
Yes.
That was the best ever. Like, the whole it was sad pizza for the entire city of Green Bay.
You hate to see it?
And for those that didn't hear Reggie Bush, yes, number one. That is your college football blitz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, before we get a couple of ticket texts, just a couple of programming notes. If you wanted the Scott Harris interview in full, Odyssey.com Rewind. Morning Show did a nice job with it. We opened the show with a couple of the quotes. Played some audio and kind of gave our read on what it means for the deadline. I have something here. But David, I want you to have ticket text ready. But Kenny, I need to know, are you related to this person? Because I want to make sure I didn't make a mistake.
Here we go.
And
here comes the rake, Rico. Do you see it? It's right there. Kenny, there's the rake.
Kenny, you don't even know the contents of this. It's very simple. A Murray man named Cowboy Cody.
This is not going to end.
Was arrested for releasing a raccoon in a bar for revenge after getting banned due to a drunken mule incident. Would that be anyone you're related to?
Okay, there's a lot to this onion.
A lot to unpack.
Let's go back.
Okay.
He released a raccoon in a bar
because he was banned for a drunken mule incident. He led police on a chase through Murray, Kentucky. Murray State made the college baseball World Series, by the way.
I'm curious.
Riding a mule.
Okay, so that's the drunken mule incident.
But that was the second time he was arrested on the mule in 3 days. And then he released a raccoon into the bar as revenge for being banned from said bar for riding drunken mule. I immediately thought, has to be related to Kenny. That's all I took from this. Kenny, any chance?
Mike, is the guy that's on the cover of the pizza box directly related to you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, he is.
There you go.
That's actually my cousin Enzo.
Right.
Kenny. I'm sorry.
David. I'm sorry. Hey, you know what, David? Why don't you just meet me out here and we'll sit on the new furniture?
I am so uncomfortable right now. I don't want to know what he would say if it was you that brought it up, Rico.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, Kenny, why don't you do that version with Rico. Go ahead.
I'm all right on that. I think there's a pretty good drop of you.
Are you related to Uncle Ben?
Nope. Don't be looking at me.
You started.
Do you know Aunt Jemima?
Right.
Nope.
I love those pancakes. David, I'm with you.
I shouldn't laugh, but I'll be damned. That was pretty good. All right. Not related to Kenny, but that's an actual headline.
You can't ride a mule and be drunk.
No, not through the streets. Not twice in 3 days.
Didn't know that was a law.
And then you're banned from your local watering hole. Also, going by the name Cowboy Cody, does that not feel like Kenny's alter ego when he's seven whiskeys deep?
Cowboy Cody. You own boots?
100% Kenny owns
Cowboy
boots.
Cowboy Cod over here.
No, hold on. answer his question, because I think that's a yes.
Do you own boots?
No.
Cowboy boots?
No, I do not.
We've seen you in a cowboy hat.
I've never worn a cowboy hat.
That's not true. We have a photo of it.
That's photoshopped, and you know it.
No, it's not. In my world, it's real.
It's real to me, damn it.
It's real to me, damn it. All right, David, the ticket text. But yeah, you've heard of Florida man. That's Kentucky man.
Okay.
Someone says, I just laughed so hard. I can't even finish my work now. Oh, man, another one. Raccoon is going to be his best man. Oh,
no,
congratulations.
No, it'd be the main course.
That is Johnny and Lake Orion.
Kenny sideswipe the rake. The pizza box thing.
I own it. What do you want?
Someone says, yeah, Mike, yeah, we're off the rails. Yep,
oh,
that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, I know. Kenny, just for a moment.
Kenny fired back and hit you with a garbage can.
Yeah, but then I put him in a different position. You're not so brave when you're not just hammering Italians. I go, go ahead, do the same thing with Rico. Let me know how that plays out.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Someone says, that list is criminal. How does K-9 not make that list?
The Brian same way he Troy. Didn't make it to New York. He got screwed. What do you want? See,
one for me was Derrick Henry.
Yeah. No Sean Moreno.
You had Christian McCaffrey on the list, but no Derrick Henry.
What about Toby Gerhart? All right, go ahead.
Willis McGahee or Maurice Clarett. Either one of them should have been on the list.
Yeah. I mean, Clarett's even hell, wasn't it his first game at Ohio State against Texas Tech? He had 4 touchdowns?
Yes.
Right off the rip.
Yes. Yes, yes. Madden cover boy Peyton Hillis
should
be somewhere on that list.
No, because he didn't do it in college.
Well, they're saying he had a great career with McFadden and Jones at Arkansas. They weren't there at the same time, though, were they?
I don't remember, David. I know I remember lots of stupid stuff as evidenced by that last segment. I don't remember everything. Peyton Hillis is a nothing burger. He had one magical year in the NFL. What?
No, I was just thinking about the Peyton Hillis, but he was the touchdown maker.
He was the Tommy Vardell of that season.
I remember fantasy football drafts. People, Peyton Hillis, like, really? That's what you're going to waste the first pick on? Okay.
Someone sent in the ticket text saying, but guys, no one answered the question. Is David or Rico related to Uncle Ben?
No, stop. That's. I'm not participating.
Regarding villains, someone says, how can someone, no one in this state, in this city, name Claude Lemieux as a villain, as Brian in Windsor?
I think the problem is it's 30 years ago. You're not wrong for saying it, but it's 30 years ago. I mean, time fades, man.
Yeah.
Like, is Claude Lemieux even alive? 248. You get to a point where it's hard to have
right,
that.
Be like Robert Parrish or McHale type of thing.
Yeah. I don't think people care about that anymore besides the historical, wow, that was cool when it happened, 30 years ago or whatever it was. Also, a fun fact, Claude Lemieux reps Mo Sider. So can't hate him now.
Sure I can. Mo Sider needs to get a hell of a lot better. Kenny, is it fair to say we need more from him? Hey, by the way, hold on.
We need more help for him. That's what we need.
Oh, the victim routine. There
yes,
we go.
He's playing the hardest minutes in the league. I refuse to accept that he had a
But hold
bad
on,
year.
Hold on. I have an answer for that. Wow.
Okay. Nuance.
Hey, Kenny, that's what the money's for. Now, listen. Red Wings signed a goalie today. Something or nothing. I know the answer, but damn it, I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Nothing.
Damn it.
Oh.
It's a depth goalie in Grand Rapids.
Does that mean Kosa breaks camp with the team?
No.
Okay, I quit.
When I saw the signing, I was waiting for Kenny, because if it was good.
Is Kosa a real person? 248.
Kenny
AI,
sent the,
he's an AI goalie that nobody's ever actually seen.
Yeah, he would have sent us a text with an emoji of drinking or whatnot. Nope.
Just a giant eggplant emoji. That's all you would have got from me.
Never.
Save that for your private life. Yeah,
please never.
Kenny,
there's nothing in life that should make you that happy to ever send me that emoji. Ever. Ever. Okay? There's certain things I didn't feel like I need to lay down the ground rules. Ground rule number one, Mike can say no balding point guards. Kenny, there's nothing that should ever excite you that you ever leave me that emoji.
No eggplant emoji. I'm going to start writing these down.
Never. Okay.
You also can't drunkenly ride a mule into your favorite bar.
And throw a raccoon. So was the raccoon in a bag? Like,
I don't know. I haven't interviewed Cowboy Cody, but I'm sure Kenny's got a cell. Call him.
Does he ride side saddle?
I don't know. But he had a commitment to it because it was the second time in 3 days he got busted drunkenly riding a mule. Because
I got to think the raccoon is not willingly going with him.
Dude, if your name's Cowboy Cody, my guess is you carry traps on your tricycle. I don't know. That's all. I had to just bring it up. I saw the headline and I go, well, there's a chance there's a relation here. David, a ticket text, and then we'll move along. Back to normal business.
I was about to say, it beats the other headline you gave me, so.
What was that?
From the Diddy trial.
Oh, you didn't have that on your bingo board.
I did not have that on the
bingo. I don't know if I can say that word on the air.
You can't. David, please read something.
Two words, Jerry Falwell. Diddy got called a Jerry Falwell at the trial today. And it rhymes with duck.
David?
Marcus Mariota should have been on that list.
It rhymes with buck.
Okay. David,
it's the letter before duck.
What's Uncle Ben bringing to the family reunion?
Okay,
someone did say he's door dashing, delivered it as he's listening on his headphones. He said he's dying laughing as he delivered his.
Well, excellent. I'm glad we could help. Cowboy Cody Cott. God willing, that man's last name is Cott. That's all I would need. Okay.
What's up now?
All right, yeah, you need
the deep dive into Cowboy Cody.
Murray, Kentucky news.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident. And now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll get back into some of the things Scott Harris had to say this morning. I think super interesting stuff. And look, I know where I'm putting my expectations for the deadline. But it's up to you. I think he said a lot. It left a lot to interpretation, which is, look, it's if you're going to have a GM on a show, it's why we don't do it. You're not going to get anything because it doesn't serve the franchise to just be like, yep, yeah, you got it. We're looking for a right-hand bat. But we'll get to it at 5. I wanted to just offer you a story. From time to time, I like doing this. That, look, no matter...
What? Mules and raccoons?
No. Okay. This is a football one. Okay. And it's another reason why it's just we used to have a franchise like this, but we're not that way anymore. It makes you thankful the Lions, whether you're totally in love with what they're doing or you're still hurting from the playoff loss, you know you're operating like a high-level organization, right? The Bengals are simply not a serious operation. I wanted to read this for people. And if you're cruising around today, it should just make you feel a little bit better about being a Lions fan. So the Bengals' first-round pick, Shamar Stewart, he's going to be present for OTAs, but not practicing still. And it's due to a continued dispute over the language in his contracts from Pro Football Talk. A source tells PFT the Bengals are trying to set a new precedent with rookie contracts that allow the team to void future guarantees. He won't practice with the Bengals until the situation's resolved. Stewart is requesting that his contract language mirror, wait for it, the last two first-round picks, which includes number 17 last year, Amarius Mims, and the number 18 pick the year prior, Miles Murphy, the kid from Clemson. So he's not asking for some wild carve-out. He's simply saying, well, wait a minute. What do you mean you want to be able to void my guarantees? That's not what you did to your last two first-round picks. It's what no NFL team does.
Right.
When you are drafted in the first round, you are afforded certain things. So Stewart says, well, I'm not playing. And here's the damning part. Stewart spoke at his locker. One thing he said is the stars in the locker room are telling him he's doing the right thing. Now, that is compounded by this. Jermaine Pratt, pretty good linebacker for them, mm-hmm. defensive captain, okay? Jermaine Pratt asked for a trade on February 12th. Did the Bengals trade him? Did you see a single update about the Bengals getting an offer on anything? Nope. They sat there for 4 months. You know what they did to Jermaine Pratt yesterday? They cut him. So, and again, that is on top of the Trey Hendrickson saga. So, all pro D end is pissed. Your first round draft pick, you're trying to set a new precedent that's wholly unnecessary and predatory. You should not be able to go after the guarantee of a rookie unless they do something like Charles Rogers. And then your team captain on defense wants a trade in February. You don't release him in February. You don't trade him in February. You squat on the rights and you cut him June 10th. Thank God you're a Lions fan. I wanted people to feel better about themselves.
You should. Wow. I didn't realize they were that big of a dumpster fire.
They are. They always have been. I mean, look, this is ultimately my dream, is that Joe Burrow is going to get fed up and decide he wants to play in New York. That's all I have. Just let me have my little dream. But no, it just shows you.
But you know what? I don't even think that would happen now because you would have to wait for his contract to end.
I know, but I wanted to pass it along. Can you imagine if we were sitting here right now and the Lions' first-round draft pick and the Lions are trying to void future guarantees? Can you imagine what those shows would be like for us? What?
You know, no, I'm just thinking Cincinnati is such a circus. I mean, it would just be Roof for Radio because, I mean, between the wide receivers to the defensive ends yep. to the like. Spin the wheel. What are we talking about today?
Just look, it's Roof for Radio for sure, but it's terrible for fans. And it just reminds you, everything's quiet with the Lions.
That's right. Like, I would like to know, like, for the Bengals, like, what is your end game here? What are you trying to do? Save a couple dollars?
Always. They've been one of the cheapest organizations for a long time.
But, correct.
But you're going to do all of this to save how much? Like, at some point, you're an NFL team. Act like an NFL team. Pay the money.
Yeah, and the fans can sit there and be like, oh, we have Burrow, we have Chase, and we have Higgins. But again, what are you putting around them to actually win? The defense was not the greatest. Your captain, who was one of the best parts of your defense, wanted out, and you just sat on him for months and did nothing to improve, knowing that you were going to later on release him. Where's the improvement on the defense?
Well, David, and I'll say this. Let me add to that. This is where, if you're a Lions fan, we make fun of Brad and keeping the band together. But there is something to know, you know what? My team has my back. They're going to pay me. I don't have to worry. I don't have to put up a fight. I don't have to do any of this stuff. Because even when you get your money in Cincinnati, you don't like the organization. You don't like the management because they had to make, they made you jump through so many different hurdles. And you're like, why didn't you just give me this in the first place?
You're exactly right with the Lions. The days of getting rid of Kevin Glover, who Barry Sanders loved, and you just got rid of him, like, those days are long gone. Bad organization, long gone.
Think about this. Think about the Bengals coming out and having front office people smearing Trey Hendrickson. Imagine if that was our summer here, and you had Lions front office people smearing Aiden.
Well, you know, he really wasn't going to be ready for the Super Bowl, and he was really injured, and I don't know. I've seen the doctor's report.
It just allows you to feel a little bit better, you know, and I know things aren't perfect, and, you know, obviously the Ragnow thing was a bummer, but look, at least the Lions operate like an adult operation.
But even with the Ragnow thing, you saw his teammates and everybody rallied to him. Like, it truly is that family feel where, you know what, we're all in this thing together, and yeah, like I said, Brad made sure, if he likes you, you get your check. Don't even worry about it. It's waiting at your house as soon as you get home. So he's like Ed McMahon showing up with a gigantic check. Here you go. You're going to be a Lion for life.
David, a few tickets. There you go. So just feel a little bit better about being a Lions fan. My God, if you're the Bengals. Can you imagine what Burrow and Chase and Higgins are thinking right now?
I want out.
Yeah, good luck. Go ahead, David.
The Lions.
Like, I wonder, can we fake our own death?
The Lions are going out of their way mid-game to get a wide receiver his bonus. It's amazing how far this organization has come.
Yep.
The Bengals are in serious trouble. Eric from Bloomfield.
All it will take for the Bengals to cease to exist is Joe Burrow saying the following: I demand a trade. That's it. That's all.
I almost want it to happen.
I know,
see
you,
what they would do.
They would have to, because fans would burn down their facility. There would be no choice.
I think they're willing to go through and ride that out.
Okay.
They just say, you know what, Joe? You're going to sit on the bench for 2 years. We're not doing anything. We're not going to move. I would love to see it, but.
Listen.
I mean, there's certain organizations. Yeah. I mean, thank God that we don't have the whole. When was the last time, people, that you heard sell the team? You don't hear that anymore in this city.
Tom Gores 2 years ago?
No, I'm saying for the Lions.
No.
But you look at other Lions, organizations, like, I have no idea what the Saints are trying to do.
It takes a little bit of luck, too, right? And I mean, we don't need to go down the rabbit hole. Sometimes you offer a job to somebody and they say no, and you end up with Brad Holmes. Like, you get lucky.
Yeah.
And that has to happen in sports, right? It's just, I look at stories like this, and for so much of my adult life, that was the Lions. And it's just, we all have angst. We're all upset. We want this team to win. We want a Super Bowl. And whether you believe they're doing all they can, they're not. But at least they're acting like adults.
Because
around the league, stories like this happen, and you go, oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember you had two Hall of Famers just flat out quit football. I'd rather not play than play for this team.
Correct.
So, yeah. We've come a long way.
David, ticket text, and we'll get to Scott Harris.
Story time with Mike needs to be a weekly segment. You just lifted my spirits talking about the Bengals.
That's all I want to do. It's 85 and sunny. I don't want people to be sad. And I read this, and it made me sad for people in Cincinnati I don't know.
We'll do a weekly story time with Mike.
Okay.
During the summer.
Sure. I'm here for it.
Another round.
You know me. Just the guy on the pizza box. Right, Kenny? All right. We'll get to Scott Harris. Morning Show did a good interview with him. I want to play a couple of pieces of audio and kind of gauge your expectations for the deadline. And it's not right or wrong. There's no argument. It's just about what you want versus what you think you're going to get. We'll do it next. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.